Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so I hate that we're doing this again, but it just keeps coming up. Let's talk about Bill Belichick and his relationship with this Jordan Hudson person. Now, I have a pretty sound rule. I try not to use my free time to talk about what other people do in their free time. I don't care who Bill Belichick is in a relationship. I really don't. She is a consenting adult. He's a consenting adult. They are allowed to do whatever they want to do. But the fact that it has become so public, and public to the point where whenever your university has to release multiple statements about your coach's girlfriend, something has gone awry here. Something is amiss. So let me play you guys the update from Pablo Torre, who used to work at ESPN and now works for Meadowlark Media. So he had an update today on what is going on in Carolina. He had a lot. We won't play all of it for you. He believes, or is hearing, that they are planning on doing a reality show, and that's why they are trying to keep some of the details about their relationship private, because they want to sell it to Bravo. We know about the Super Bowl incident, that Bill Belichick was in a Super Bowl commercial. She was a problem. There also was a report today that she wanted to be in the commercial so much that they filmed her part but didn't turn the camera on. At every single turn, this young lady has inserted herself in the middle of Bill Belichick's business and job, and that's where we kind of got to talk about it. Here's Pablo Torre.
Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision. It was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
So that was Pablo Torre talking about his report that Carolina has essentially told her, yo, keep her away. They then come out and say, no, that's not true. She is welcome to come up here. You know what this feels like to me? It feels to me like we are heading towards a Bill Belichick resignation on a random summer day. That's what it feels like to me. It feels to me like we are heading towards, we are going to come up here and it's going to be June 17th. And we are going to see a tweet. We are going to see some kind of report that Bill Belichick is considering stepping down as the head coach. It is May 9th. It is early May. And we are already having multiple conversations about his girlfriend, and they don't start playing football games for another 3.5 months. We got more of this to go with Bill. I can't think of a person, and maybe you guys can't. I cannot think of a person who in such a short period of time has shifted our perception of him. Bill was the hoodie. Bill didn't answer questions. Bill was very short. Bill didn't really let us into his personal life. And for the last month, all we have done is learn more and more about the relationship that he is in. And it's not like any of the updates we're getting are good. Is she your girlfriend, or is she your PR director? Or is she your handler? Or is she your publicist? because I don't know if she can be all of those things. Right now, Bill seems to be the old guy with a lot of money that is being taken by the young, pretty, attractive girl. And that is a storyline that we have seen play itself out plenty of times. Bill looks like he has his nose wide open. That's what it looks like to me. He looks to me like the old guy who was in a relationship with somebody that was his age. They grew apart, broke up, whatever you want to say. He then met this young girl, and this young girl has her hooks into him, something fierce, and won't let go. Bill, you don't realize how silly she has you out here looking? And now, this is not just like a local story. You got the New York Post. You got the New York Daily News. You got TMZ digging around in your relationship. Bill, you're in your 70s. This is not how you need to be moving at 70s. You got grandkids. You look goofy is how you look. I'm telling you how this thing ends. I'm telling you how this thing ends. This thing ends with Bill Belichick resigning in the middle of the summer. That's how this ends. I think at some point they're going to come to him and they're going to say, you got to pick. Hey, we can't do this. These are just the stories that we know. There's always more we don't know. These are the stories that we know. At some point, I think somebody up there that's paying for all of this, some booster, some sponsor, hey, Bill, this ain't what we signed up for. We signed up for you. We didn't sign up for her. You got the family doing anonymous sources saying they're digging into her background. I think they're going to make him pick at some point, and I think he's going to pick her. I don't think Bill Belichick's coaching in North Carolina. Maybe I'm overreacting to all the news, but it ain't been a good month for Bill Belichick. There has not been a positive story that has come out about this relationship in a long time. It hasn't been. It kind of feels, and I know it's a weird comparison, it feels like we should have saw what was going to happen with Shadur. We should have saw it. For the last month leading into the draft, they basically kept telling you, hey, we don't really like this guy like that. I don't know why we were so surprised that he kept dropping in the draft. There wasn't a positive story about Shadur for the final 3 to 5 weeks of the process. Tell me the last Bill Belichick football story. How did they do in the portal? How is he responding to his teammates or his fellow coaching? What staff has he put together? There's one college football coach we're talking about right now. It's Bill Belichick about his girlfriend.